This is Circle Anthology on WQRT, a public poetry project for Spark Monument Circle organized by the arts nonprofit Big Car Collaborative and featuring 25 Indianapolis writers who share brief poems inspired by the Circle. In partnership with Downtown Indy and the City of Indianapolis, Spark is an artist-led approach by bringing creativity, togetherness, and fun to the heart of our city. We paid all the poets for creating this new work that you can read and hear at circlespark.org.
To Indiana's Silent Victors by Matthew Graham. The thunder chorus of a world is stirred to awful universal jubilee. The Soldier, James Whitcomb Riley, written for the dedication of the Soldiers and Sailors Monument, Indianapolis. At the dedication on May 15th, 1902, Riley read his poem, and in the center of the city, in the center of Indiana, a limestone explanation point of remembrance announced the start of a new century. The dead of five military conflicts, one too shameful now to even consider celebrating, were honored by the surviving veterans of the Grand Army of the Republic. And although the white supremacists of Indiana's Knights of the Golden Circle were long gone, in 20 years the Klan would percolate up from the southwest of the state into Indianapolis like swamp gas. In his keynote address that day, General John Foster warned, "Every country may carry within itself the seed of its own dissolution, and so it may." What does this memorial mean today, and what should we think of the dead of so long ago, with their wars of just and unjust causes? And how can we learn from their thunder chorus in our own still tarnished and awful times?